Sirach, chapter 9. Don't be jealous over the wife of your bosom, and don't teach her an evil lesson against yourself. Don't give your soul to a woman, that she should set her foot upon your strength. Don't go to meet a woman who plays the prostitute, lest perhaps you fall into her snares. Don't use the company of a woman who is a singer, lest perhaps you be caught by her attempts. Don't gaze at a maid, lest perhaps you be trapped in her penalties. Don't give your soul to prostitutes, that you not lose your inheritance. Don't look around you in the streets of the city, neither wander in its solitary places. Turn your eye away from a beautiful woman, and don't gaze at another's beauty. Many have been led astray by the beauty of a woman, and with this, affection is kindled as a fire. Don't sit at all with a woman who has a husband, or revel with her at the wine, lest perhaps your soul turn away to her, and with your spirit you slide into destruction. Don't forsake an old friend, for the new is not comparable to him. A new friend is like new wine; if it becomes old, you will drink it with gladness. Don't envy the glory of a sinner, for you don't know what his overthrow will be. Don't delight in the delights of the ungodly. Remember, they will not go unpunished to the grave. Keep yourself far from the man who has power to kill, and you will have no suspicion of the fear of death. If you come to him, commit no fault, lest he take away your life. Know surely that you go about in the midst of snares, and walk upon the battlements of a city. As well as you can, aim to know your neighbors, and take counsel with the wise. Let your conversation be with men of understanding. Let all your discourse be in the law of the Most High. Let just men be companions at your table. Let your glorying be in the fear of the Lord. A work is commended because of the hand of the artisan, so he who rules the people will be considered wise for his speech. A talkative man is dangerous in his city. He who is headlong in his speech will be hated.